It's the paradox of the soul. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. Last week I recorded from Israel. This week, it's just a day after I've arrived back from the land of Israel, from a trip that was truly powerful, informative and transformative. And I wanted to just discuss a little bit today what I call the paradox of the soul, which I saw shine bright in everyone that we met in the Holy Land of Israel. What I mean by that is that the soul, being that it's infinite and being that it's godly, has the ability and the capacity to carry two things at the same time really, really well. In the last number of months, I would see videos coming out of Israel of soldiers fighting in Gaza, but yet dancing and singing. I would hear people talk about hope and faith. And then, of course, there was a lot of pain and there was such challenge and such tragedy. And I wondered how the two things come together, but in my last week, I discovered what is happening. There is no one there that we spoke to or spoke to us that doesn't acknowledge the challenge. The challenge is huge. The problems are big. And the pain is very raw and can be felt. We visited Nir Oz, where there's total destruction of a kibbutz down south. We visited Kiryat Shmona in the north, where people were evacuated indefinitely and lost everything in houses that were bombed by missiles and all this kind of stuff. And no one's denying it. Denial is not a healthy thing. They're all there. They're all feeling it. They're all in different ways, in different expressions, different levels. But the pain is real and no one is ignoring it. No one is scared to talk about it. And yet at the same time, they're channeling that pain into something tremendously positive. The faith there, the confidence, the conviction, the hope, the understanding that we have no option, the understanding and belief that we are Jews and we could do this. There was, and I will share different things at different times and sometimes repeat myself, but there was a little young man, a young man, his name was Yiftach, and he spoke to us from an army base. He spoke to us about his little yeshiva, his little kibbutz that he tried to defend with others with no resources. And it was just a miraculous, it was a horrendous day, traumatic day, but yet miraculously they survived, some of them, a lot of them. And as he's talking about the challenges and he's talking about the difficulty and the trauma. And I see he's smiling and he's full of hope. And he says, yes, we're going to rebuild it now. We're going to train more first responders and we're going to do all these kind of things. So I walked up to him after the lecture and I said to him, Yiftach, just tell me, how are you so positive? And he looks at me almost like surprised. And he says, what do you mean? We're Jewish. We're Jewish. This is our land. This is God's mission. This is what God wants us to do. This is our purpose. And that was just one example of many where I saw that combination come together. He was not ignoring the challenge. He was not in denial of any of the traumas that had taken place, and yet full of hope and conviction and faith. Army soldiers told me this. And they're fighting, they're in the thick of things. These are army soldiers that have been into Gaza. And that is the secret of the Jewish soul. Because as I said before, the Jewish soul is godly. And God is infinite. And if us human beings possess a taste of that infinity, and part of that infinity is the ability to combine two opposites together. As the Zohar says sometimes with regard to a different context, but the same idea. Well, the Zohar tells us about people who reflect on their failings and their transgressions and might be very upset and they might be uncomfortable and yet are amazingly happy about the opportunity that God has given them to come closer to Him, to do tshuva, to repent, to do another mitzvah and so on. And the Zohar says the two things are not contradictory because there's a cry in one half of the soul, one half of the heart, and a celebration in the other. And they coexist and they go together. And not just they tolerate each other, but they fuel each other. In other words, the challenge fuels a sense of urgency. The challenge fuels a determination to rebuild and to rebound. And that is the combination and paradox of the soul that is so amazingly apparent in everyday life in the land of Israel. So let's just reflect on this for a few moments. Reflect on what it really means to have a neshama, to have a soul. As we always talked about, the soul as its root, is godly purity, the basis and foundation of our experience. It's a godly spark, an infinite spark. And its infinity gives it the ability to combine opposites. We express the pain. We feel the challenge. It's a lived experience. But what do we do with it? The soul gives us the ability to fuel faith, conviction, positivity, simcha, joy. Joy knowing that we can transcend challenge. Joy knowing we can rebuild. And joy knowing we can funnel and challenge the pain into purpose. I'm making today's brief, it's a bit brief today, but because I'm just still jet lagged, I just arrived back yesterday. But I wanted to share this message because it's such an important message. We all have little challenges on different levels, big or small, but we need to know how not to escape into a place of denial, but actually to acknowledge the pain, but use that pain in its right time to fuel meaning, to fuel purpose, faith, and positivity. Have a wonderful day.